The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Not a long time.
So have a good time. The sun can shine.
Well, how about that? On a rainy, snowy Thursday, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here today. My name is David Keyes. I'm hosting the live noon radio show here on 97.1 and streaming live at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Looking forward to a great show today. I've got one guest in front of me, Dr. Byron Haney, right now, but we'll talk to him in a few minutes. And then we'll have the president of the local Lions Club talking about the great, great, great Toys for Tots drive they're finishing right now. And it sounded like it was a big success for everybody. But most importantly, to me anyway, at my 9 o'clock is Pat Murphy, who's riding shotgun, as he always does, to make sure we, one, get in the building, but two, we get on the air. So, hey, Pat, welcome.
It's a skeleton crew in this building today. You guys were outside the door locked out there. I got a quick text voicemail from you, and I was driving through town, and I just flipped over. I'd been on the phone with my mom when you were calling, so I got off it. I missed your call. I listened to the voicemail.
So we were talking, I've been doing this for about 6 months, and every other Thursday it's been open and normal business, but like you said, we're on a skeleton crew, and all of a sudden I see the doc standing right there, and I'm thinking, so, and Pat loves the fact that he'll get blowing in here like a minute and a half to go before the show, so I'm having a freaking heart attack of the whole thing, and then he comes to my rescue every time. So,
don't know what you're talking about.
Kind of like Superman, he denies all charges, I can
absolutely
tell.
Absolutely.
Well, like I said, we've got a great show lined up. We have Janice from the Sandpoint Lions Club coming right up too, and she helped with this great club survive Toys for Tots and helped thousands of families, thousands of kids, and I'm very excited to talk to her. The Lions Club has just done a great job with that program over the years, and I'm going to guess the theme we're seeing these days, Pat, is even like with the food bank, the need is probably as great as it's ever been, and probably even more so, but we'll let her share that story for sure. And I think we've all been there and tried to help out the Lions Club, and that's another good reason to help those folks out for sure.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to wrap up a little bit at the end with talking about Dear Vember, the Book Trust, and some other cool holiday things that happened here in our community. So we're looking forward to a great hour. And I hope the holidays are treating you well, Pat. I just came back from Bonner's Ferry, and it was snowing up there. Lots of snow, in fact.
Snow, what's that?
I know. And here we are. On the 26th, I was checking the Facebook memories.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years
shoveling
ago.
Off my father-in-law's roof. And like we can't find it.
Same thing. I'm out there with the snowblower 2 years ago today, and it's up to my, you know, my chest in snow in our yards and stuff. I mean, you know, it was just, and, you know, yesterday going through Facebook, seeing all the Merry Christmas messages, the wonderful things. One of the funnier ones was the Mud Puddle Snowman, Sandpoint, Christmas in Sandpoint 2024.
Yep.
And it was a puddle in mud with two eyes and a, you know, cigarette butt for a nose, I think, and two sticks for arms.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we had something kind of funny, too. My daughter loves National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. I do, too.
We watched it last night.
Did you watch it?
Did.
I mean, it's tradition now anymore. My wife hates it. So we would make a point with Olivia and Austin that we would be wrapping presents and doing all this kind of stuff. And we'd always have that movie on because mom would just keep scooting past us and didn't do that. So anyway, I ended up I got an inflatable family truckster in my front yard now. And if you remember that was like that huge a station wagon that had all the eight different lights on it, had the tree on top, all that fun stuff going on.
That was the Johnny Galecki Rusty. You know, every movie, it's two different Rusty and Audrey's. So that was the, Juliette Lewis, Audrey in that
right.
one.
That is exactly
That's
right.
the Christmas Vacation one. You look at every vacation movie, there's two different kids.
That's so funny. Anyway, so we put this thing up and got on Facebook, and a couple of my friends said, hey, that looks really cool. We're going to come by. And so we left it up. And then I took it down because it's inflatable, right? I didn't want to leave it up overnight. And lo and behold, a former neighbor friend of mine said, hey, we drove all the way over to North Shore to find, you know, this thing, and it's not up. And my imagination tells me they were probably circling the whole neighborhood until I turned it back on and got it up, because I saw a picture on their Facebook page of them standing next to it. So
you're sort of a Clark Griswold in your own right.
I know. Yeah. We low-keyed the lights this year, but that kind of made up for it. It was a whole lot of fun for sure. So, and you know what's funny is my father-in-law, 90-plus years old, we put the blade on his pickup for pushing snow, and he's still chomping at the bit. It's kind of crazy stuff around here. It really is. So hoping for a little white stuff to stick down below. It looks like Schweitzer is getting clobbered, though, I think.
It's perfect. Snow on the mountain. Yep. Great for the skiers, great for the boarders, everything. Great for Schweitzer.
Yeah.
None down here in the valley for people like myself who are not fans of snow. So I think it's ideal
the perfect winter storm.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, I think we should go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we'll have Dr. Byron Haney, a medical doctor, who's going to be talking to us about some new types of way to ensure medical coverage. So we'll see you after the break.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier Dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. ID HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-596-2626 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-596-2626. 1-800-596-2626.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for joining us on a soggy, wherever you might be, soggy Thursday. It could be a little snow, a little rain, a little bit of mix all over the place. And if you are listening to us, focus on the road, because, again, we don't want to have too many accidents for sure. But if you do have an accident, I know a place to go, but we could talk about that at some other time for sure. My first guest today is Byron Haney. He's a medical doctor and a big part of what's called Cornerstone DPC. It's a kind of a new way to go about paying for medical care. And, Doc, I want to welcome you to the radio show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Why don't you do this? Why don't you first of all tell us about you a little bit, and then we'll go there, and then we can talk about this great plan that you have.
I'm a family physician who's done pretty much full service family medicine my entire life. Moved here to, quote, retire about a year and a half ago, and things changed a little bit, and I'm back in the saddle again.
Where did you move from?
I moved from Ellensburg, Washington.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So
had grandkids here, and Grandma said she wanted to be the grandkids, so that's what brought us here.
I always call you halfway to Seattle, it seems like, when we're going westbound.
That's right.
For sure. Well, I'm glad you're here. And do you live in Sandpoint, or did you find
it? Live in Sandpoint.
Wonderful. 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 So retirement didn't work out. you're too busy for your own good, probably, I'm guessing, just knowing you a bit. So tell us about what's going on with it. It's called Cornerstone. And what's that all about?
Cornerstone is a direct primary care clinic. It's one of the evolving solutions for healthcare across the United States, and we're starting another clinic here in town. And our desire is to pass on the benefit of direct primary care to local people and be a part of the grassroots effort across the United States to reform healthcare.
So healthcare has been healthcare the same way for a long time, right?
Correct.
And so now all of a sudden you're starting to see a few of these practices start popping up. So what's the main advantage of going year route versus the good old way of we've always been doing it?
Well, direct primary care, the benefit of that is removing your primary care health care out of the insurance world. Because without it, removing from the insurance world for your direct primary into your direct primary care, there's a whole long list of benefits that I'm going to go through with what happened to one family just this month.
So the system's really set up to be insurance first and then find the doc and go that direction. So this kind of turns that upside down a bit where you don't...
It upside down.
Yeah.
One of the benefits of it is you actually have 24/7 access to your provider's cell phone, personal cell phone. You have a need, question, whatever, you call.
Good. So that's, again, more hands-on, more... It's closer that way.
That's right.
Better touches that way, it sounds like to me. So you said you had a couple bullet points you wanted to share with us about some of the advantages, perhaps, of going this direction versus
so
the...
The benefit of direct primary care is, one, is direct access. Two is you can get an appointment either that night or within 24, 48 hours. Our appointments do not have to be short, one-problem visits. They can be anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes plus, depending upon your need. You have a physician who becomes your advocate and has time to be your advocate, as you're going to see in the case I'm going to give today. And it's your visits can be last longer, they can be quicker, and so that's some of the benefits of it. And sure. And the ensuing issue you're going to see is the amount of money that families will save if they go this direction.
Well, so tell me a little bit more about that part. So it's a membership program.
It's a membership program.
You pay a flat fee every month?
Flat fee. So as an example, the two children in one family I'm going to give, their fee would be $25 a month for literally 24/7 access to me. It doesn't matter whether they got an injury, they got an illness, they need a well-child check, whatever, all in 1 month, just $25.
Sure, sure, sure. So that's the initial step. If something is more serious, though, what happens then?
So when something's more serious, what we call either outpatient specialty or inpatient, then we all need some kind of a wraparound plan to take care of that. So whether you go with high deductible insurance, whether your boss is actually paying for it, or whether you even go to health sharing ministries where you share cost with other people for your health care, that's the other option.
Yeah, I hear those ads on the radio sometimes. Again, I'm a pretty traditional guy. This is all new to me, so you know, pardon me while I ask a few goofy questions that way. But I think the more people know about it, it sounds like it's a good alternative for people.
Well, if you look at the wraparound health sharing ministries, you won't see a huge building in any city with their name on the side of it. You won't have the large number of employees that they have driving up the cost of healthcare. So the cost of healthcare is significantly less. People just have to wrap their mind around a paradigm change.
Right, exactly right. So, and speaking of a paradigm change, you're located in the Umpqua building. You were telling me that before. And that's fairly new, isn't it, what you're doing there?
Correct. Yeah. A year and a half.
A year and a half now. So
getting closer to two.
Getting closer to two. Well, and my guess is that people are starting to find you.
That's true.
Good, good. And
our patients become our walking billboard.
Well, very good. You told me you had an example maybe of one family or one kid perhaps that kind of showed the differences between the current program that most people use and what you're offering.
Yeah, this family, I just, every time I try to talk about direct primary care, I try to grab something that happened just that month, not something way back. And so I'm going to give an example of a family that happened to them just a couple weeks ago with two of their children.
Okay.
So my phone rang after hours. It was dark outside, and the father on the line says, do you make house calls? And I said, I do. And I said, what's going on? And they had a son that had stepped on a plastic snow sled, and it went out from underneath him, and he fell on his right shoulder.
Oh.
And so I went to their home, looked at him, and it did not need anything urgent that night. So we didn't have to go to the emergency room. And so I said, we'll just go after it at the office. So at the office, we met. I filled out the x-ray form for the shoulder and actually went with the family to Bonner General Hospital, checked in, went to the x-ray department and had the x-ray. And when the x-ray was done, the x-ray tech come out and says, Doc, I think you're going to need to see this one. And so the child had suffered a slightly displaced growth plate fracture of the shoulder. Therefore, an urgent orthopedic consult was indicated. Orthopedist in town, the quickest I could get in this child in would have been the following afternoon. So we went back to the office and I picked up the phone and I was able to get a consult with two pediatric orthopedic surgeons, one at Shriners in Spokane and one at Seattle Children's Hospital. I had pictures of the fracture, and so I literally got the orthopedist on the phone, sent by my phone to their phone the pictures of the x-ray. And so I had an immediate consult within a couple hours with two different specialists, and both of them said this type of fracture, even though it's a growth plate fracture, does not need surgery. In fact, his surgery would do worse. So instead of the family have to sit and take off and travel to either one of those places, I got the answer with Dad listening over the phone. And then the next thing is I need a certain kind of arm sling that I went to the hospital, I went multiple places in town, and nobody had it, so I called my durable medical equipment rep and says, this is the sling I need, and one of them found one in Western Washington that day, put it in the box, and FedExed it to my house. So I got it, I went to their home that night and put that on the child. So that was step one of taking care of the child.
Sure.
And then while I was there that night at their home, they said, well, our daughter came home from school today with a bad sore throat. So at their home, I looked in the throat, and here's a throat that's fiery hot red. Exam says this is probably over 60% strep. So I put the child in my car with one of the family members, and we drove to the office, went in the office, and I ran a rapid strep on the child. It was positive. So right then and there, I sit and prescribe the medication that we had in the office for that.
Sure.
And the medication, so they didn't have to go to pharmacy. The medication cost $1.38 for 10 days of care. Well, you couldn't get that at Walmart with a good RX card.
No.
And so that child started that medicine that very night. So there's just an illustration of where that started. And then literally, I think it was about 6-7 days later, I got a picture of a rash from mom on this child. Oh. And so I told mom what was going on with the rash. I didn't need to go see the child. I just did it by text. Because in the direct primary care world, the blessing is, as providers, we get compensated to care for people. And however it's best, whether we go to their home, whether we go to the office, where we do it by text, where we do it by, where in the fee-for-service insurance world, a provider can't be paid unless they see the patient face-to-face. Well, that takes more time, costs more money,
right.
Co-pays, deductibles, all that's gone with us.
Sure, sure.
So that's kind of a little bit what happens. And if so, there's this list of benefits you could go through that.
Well, perfect. And that example, too, you sped up the care, too. For the young lady, of course, she wouldn't be able to have seen a doctor for a couple of days over a weekend or whatever. then be prescribed whatever that, but you took care of it that same moment.
That really. Same evening, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like the old Marcus Welby days where you would show up at the house and fix everybody, it sounds like.
Well, really, this is, direct primary care is returning health care to what I knew in my early medical career in the 80s.
Right. Well, again, it's changing the way people think about things. That's half your battle, isn't it? And then all of a sudden you have these success stories, and I think you'd mentioned they're walking billboards for you because, hey, it worked. It was in a hurry, and the great doctor, and we're now close that way versus being kind of on an assembly line type sometimes you feel like with your GP.
So. Well, the insurance world, and that includes Medicare and Medicaid, et cetera, is literally controlling the healthcare world and driving the providers of healthcare, the physicians, away from their patient, putting a wedge between us.
Sure. Well, Dr. Haney, thank you for coming by today. How can people get a hold of you if they have more questions?
So there's my, I gave you my card there.
Well, I get to read the card. That's how you work here. Okay. Anyway, he's at the Umpqua building. What floor? I don't even know.
We're on the first floor.
First floor, bottom floor. Very good. Office number is 208-277-9717. So, and again, that's the 208-277-9717. And what was that?
There's one more point I'd like to bring up. I calculated conservatively what happened for that family, saved them in 1 week's time, $3,000.
Wow.
And if you take a family of four and take that $3,000 and put it to membership fee, that family would have had literally 17 months of care for everything they needed, whether it be wellness, sew up a face, illness, wholesale meds, wholesale labs, all with just what happened in their family within a couple days' time.
Well, there you go. Worth pursuing for sure for people. I want to thank you for your time this afternoon, and thanks for coming in and waiting and outside with me for a while. It was nice to spend time with you. And
thank you.
We'll catch up to you again, I'm sure, sometime.
Thank you very much.
So after the break, we'll bring back the esteemed president of the Sandpoint Lions Club, and she'll be talking about all sorts of cool things they've been doing. Still wrapping up, I'm pretty sure, for the Toys for Tots drive. I keep following the progress on that. It looks like they're still raising money for that. But when we come back, we will talk to Janice, and we'll go from there. So we'll catch you after the break.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Idaho farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools, so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Idaho farmers.
At Parker Subaru, we understand that every Subaru is unique.
That's why we offer a wide range of genuine Subaru accessories designed to enhance your driving experience and match your lifestyle. Get outdoor adventures to everyday convenience. We have what you need to personalize your Subaru.
It's the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Subaru and Parker Subaru will donate $325 to our hometown charities for every new Subaru purchased or leased through January 2nd.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
We're here for a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday Live Radio, and you're on the air with the doctor. Oh, no, that was the last section. Never mind. We won't do that to Janice.
Thanks, David.
Oh, very good. Well, I was just thinking about all the good things that happened during the holidays around here, and I thought, you know, I'd love to catch up with Janice and the Lions Club, because you see it every day in the Daily Bee, the little nutcracker, and all of a sudden the number keeps rising on the thermometer. And I kept thinking, well, in fact, I've helped once or twice, too. We did packages a few years ago and stuff, but... I wanted to know, and first of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. How did it go this year, and what are you seeing out there, and are you done yet?
We're not quite done yet. We still have a couple gift certificates that need to be passed out. But we saw an increased need, which we were expecting, and our volunteers did an amazing job handling the pressure. And it is stressful thinking about what's the perfect gift for that child.
Sure.
And we had over 900 children.
Wow.
Over 400 families applied, and hopefully we made their Christmases a little bit better.
And it's not just toys, it's food too. You
Correct.
The food boxes and all that stuff too.
Well, we don't do food boxes anymore. We do gift certificates.
Oh, so they can buy their own.
Correct.
Oh, wonderful.
With such a change in people's diets and gluten-free and everything else, it just made sense to...
A lot easier to do that, too, because I was on the assembly line a few years ago putting it all together.
Right. So. That was a lot of work.
So Lions Club people volunteer for this and all the other things you do, too. How many members help with this? Is it all hands on deck?
It is all hands on deck. We have people come in even for 10 minutes to help. Yeah. And we have people scouring to pick up toys and donations across Sandpoint.
Sure.
And it is definitely a group effort.
Sure. And where does the money come from to help pay for the certificates and the toys and all that?
Just from our community. Local businesses, people. We have several trust accounts that send in checks every month, which we're always surprised and grateful for.
Yeah,
so that's always nice.
Yeah. And then I noticed also that in the paper, again, different companies, bars, restaurants have those cans, and I've seen those before. And that goes all year long, too, it seems like to
me. It does. We try to be out there in the public all year so people don't forget about us.
Well, yeah.
And it's amazing the amount of businesses that support us by doing auctions and toy drives.
Yeah.
The Hive and Roxy's were fabulous.
That was last weekend or so, wasn't it? And that was the first
big
one.
Super fun,
Was it fun? Good.
Yeah.
I remember talking that up here about a week or so ago, and I was hoping it would go well. It was the first time that had been done.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they had a free whiskey tasting night. On the same night, I said, how could you lose?
How do you go wrong with that?
After everybody's had a couple shots,
that's right.
Then it's time to raise the paddle.
Those are the best auctions. They really are after happy hour.
Yes.
Well, very good. Every person has a story behind them, too. They find you.
Every single person.
Yeah. And how does a person or family qualify for this? I know there's a paperwork involved, but how does that happen?
You just submit an application. There's no qualifications. If you feel you need it, come on in and we're going to help.
Yeah.
The end.
Isn't that great? And I know I've been involved with some of this before where there's always people who say, oh my gosh, there's somebody who's abusing this system and all that kind of stuff. But a heart of a lion says, there might be, right?
Maybe. There might be, but it's so rare.
Yeah.
It really is. There's so many people that care. And the amazing thing is seeing parents that have used our resources and then they come back to help later.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's like once they've had that foot up, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
It does.
You sign them up for Lions Club at that point,
yep.
too?
Oh. We hand them a membership letter.
There you go. Lots of kids come through.
Lots of kids.
And were they all in a pretty good mood this year?
Yeah, it was fun seeing them dressed up as elves and just all of the Merry Christmases that we heard. It was amazing.
And again, the logistics behind it, people see the surface. But, I mean, you have to plan it for people to be there at a certain time, to pass them out and all that.
It's a year-long effort. It really is. Yeah. And it's funny because we're already getting applications for our 4th of July parade. And I said, wait, we haven't finished Toys for Tots yet.
Yeah. One task at a time.
One
here,
holiday at a time, folks.
Well, that's funny. And does any of that money that you raise there, does the 4th of July have its own bucket?
It does.
Okay, so all of that money
is completely separate.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toys for Tots is actually a foundation that was put together by the Dabrowskis a while ago. Yeah. And they were amazing volunteers with our group. And so it's a separate entity from the rest of the Lions Club.
Sure, Tom and Judy, I remember that.
Yes.
And they're very active.
Were amazing.
Are they still helping?
No, we haven't seen them in a while. They're busy doing their other things.
They did their thing to set it going.
I think Judy's instrumental at Cal. And I'm not sure what Tom's doing these days. He was at Scotchman's Peak, so I'm not sure.
Well, I imagine Rotary, like Lions, people are busy with everything. I mean, and that's what you want, because busy people get the most done, it seems
they do.
Like, for
Hand
sure.
it to a busy person, and it'll get done.
Yeah. It's funny, on the 4th of July, which I love, as you well know, we have what's called the Boom Shaka Laka Laka Boom Dance Troupe.
And it's
amazing. Dance being not really accurate, but, you know, but it's a lot of fun. But so the last couple of years, I've helped set that up, you know, getting the volunteers for it. And it's so funny, because we need about 8 people-ish, give or take. And we start doing the pass around. Oh, no, I'm with Cal, or I'm with Friends of the Library. I'm with all these different groups. And it's so hard to find just 8 of us to do one thing, because, again, we're in every other club and group in town. Which is important, isn't it? Lions Club's the same way.
It is.
Yeah.
We try to help out with every group in town if we can.
We're in the same boat that way, for sure. But did it seem like people were in a giving mood this year? I mean, I didn't follow the total. Did you raise the total that you're hoping for?
We have not. We're still just hovering around 55,000 ish, and for 900 kids, it's over 75,000 to pull this off every year.
So 75,000 is the goal.
Our goal
is it? Okay,
and we're a little short.
I remember when it was 50.
Grand.
I remember it was 50
for a long time.
In fact,
time.
My wife helped do that for a long time. Yeah. She was the one that went around to the banks and collected and did all that. And it was 50 forever. And I remember some years you'd make it, and some years you'd fall a little short.
Yes.
So this money is really going for next year's buying and all that, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, we buy all year round. When we see the toys start going on clearance, we get in there and shop for things that we know, the Legos, the Play-Doh, the Barbies, things that kids ask for every year. We keep them on hand if we can.
And you store them at the den, I assume, and kind of keep track of them that way and keep going. I remember back in the day, too, we had Kmart here, and they used to be like your heroes.
They were.
Sure. So, it was funny. Yeah, because I think you had an inside source there or something, that whenever there was like an overstock or something, lo and behold, all those Barbies showed up at Lions.
And we're trying to work a deal with Walmart. We actually have several employees that are working there now.
Okay.
And so when things go on clearance, they're the first to text. Good. Get to Walmart quick. It's on sale.
And then do you have to swoop in and do that?
We do.
Okay. With the pickup and load them up and haul them away. That's funny.
That's what we do.
So everything's popular, but was there one toy that was more popular this
year? Legos were just absolutely top of the heap.
Who'd have thought that Legos would find their way?
Yeah.
Crazy, because, you know, it used to be just the little rectangle blocky things, and now they have ones for like Star Wars. They have different themes and all that.
Kits for everything.
Yeah.
You know, and every year when Disney puts out a new movie, that's going to be the toy of the year. Yeah. But this year it was spread pretty thin as far as the Disney movies go, and Legos definitely took the prize this year.
Good. Well, good to know. And I have a granddaughter who's in the same boat that way too. It's all cool stuff. They have Legos that you make, like the butterflies and all sorts of fun stuff.
So. And flowers.
Yeah.
I love
those. Isn't that amazing?
The new botanical line is gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, that's fun to watch too, Janice. I mean, you're kind of taking a guess, but an educated guess for sure. So, what does it cost? So you're doing it for next year.
Yes.
You've already closed the books on this year, except for a couple of gift certificates,
correct,
you said. And so then you just start over with the same committee, or do you guys find more helpers?
We elect all new committees, and it's usually a rotation through our vice president. They'll be in charge of Toys for Tots for next year, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, well, it keeps them active for sure.
And they're going to do fun things for 4th of July this year, something different.
Oh,
we're going to have a nice VIP lounge.
Oh, a VIP lounge.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about that.
Preview.
That's always fun. And
it should be fun.
I think our announcer is over here, who's not listening to us at all, pretty sure. But he did a good job as a PA guy last year.
And yes, he was. He was amazing.
Did you invite him back yet?
I believe we did.
Should we solidify that right now?
I hope so, Pat.
I don't know.
Want to be our announcer for the 4th of July this year? He's looking at
us. He's saying
like
yes.
He's
of course I will. Yeah.
He just got voluntold,
I'll
think.
I'll do it for half the price. Like
put my headset back on here.
That's great. That's great. Well, Pat, congratulations. First of all, you get to be the MC forever for the parade. But also, we both just told our most embarrassing moments in life.
Yes.
So it's your turn now.
It's your turn. Embarrassing moments.
Okay.
He will do it, too. He really would. He'd bare his soul, would he?
Grad night, 1983. We love you,
Grad night, 1983.
And that's yeah. And thank God that was on the East Coast, because we'd have phone-ins right now, left to right and center, if we were back on the East Coast, because the story is legendary. But
no digital history of it now. You know,
none,
no Facebook.
No proof. Yeah. The beauty of being 58 years old is, yeah, there's no social media, digital video. Yeah. Well, nobody brought a camcorder, you know, to such events. So,
well, perfect segue into the world of the 4th of July, I guess. Then, so basically, the ribbons tied. Now you're pretty much done with, except for a few odds and ends with Toys Correct. For Tots. And next year will be the same goal of 75, more than likely. Yeah. And is there still a chance you can get 75 this year?
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
We're really hoping for the Battle for the Paddle win.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So that's the high school kids.
Yes, yeah. And they really support us. They are amazing.
And is that these days Sandpoint Lakeland? Or
Yes, yeah, I believe so.
I think so. And yeah. Is that coming up soon?
It is. Okay. I believe it's in January, but I'm not positive.
Okay, but look for it.
Yes,
but they sell tickets. They sell
yes,
out.
It's donate. They have got boxes all over town, too.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah, when those numbers come in, hopefully we hit our goal.
Yeah. And then you have bingo going on all the time, too.
We actually are loaning our bingo machine to the Elks. Okay. And so I believe on the 28th, the Elks is going to do their first bingo with our antique Lions Club bingo machine.
So they've been doing some bingo out there, I know. But
this will be
the first time with the real
time
stuff.
With our machine.
Really?
Yeah, so we're kind of excited. We're going to go watch and see
well,
how it
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, you got to try it.
Make sure they don't lose any balls.
Get Bob Hike and company nervous while you're watching them, taking notes and saying, yes. This is how you do it, rookie.
This is how you do it.
Well, very, very good. So 4th of July, believe it or not, is just around the corner. And so you were mentioning that people are already talking about it.
They are. Yeah, we haven't come up with a theme yet.
And
people are getting excited. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're excited, too. Of course, it's a big year for our Rotary Club, too.
A certain boom shakalaka is something to look forward to every year.
Train all year long for that. So, well, maybe I can keep you after the break here, and we'll talk a little bit more about Lions Club, and we'll do that. Can you hang around?
Sure.
Good. Well, we'll be right back with Janice, president of the Sandpoint Lions Club, right after the break.
Carry on my wayward son.
Kansas, don't a night to remember.
No
Kansas Live.
To the point of no return.
With the music that helped make rock classic. August 1st, the festival at Sandpoint. Tickets on sale now at festival@sandpoint.com.
Bees Beacon in the historic Hope Hotel invites you, your family, and friends to a New Year's Eve party like no other. You'll enjoy rotating hors d'oeuvres, DJ music, fireworks, and champagne, and it's just $45 per person. Reservations are greatly appreciated. Their winter hours are Thursday through Saturday, noon to 8 p.m., Sunday brunch, 10 to 1, and dinner, 1 to 8. Come and enjoy the cozy vibes at Bees Beacon at the historic Hope Hotel.
As we approach the end of the year, we want to take a moment to thank you for supporting Idaho Public Television. Whether you've tuned in to our local programs like Idaho Experience or After Idaho, or enjoyed the best of PBS, contributions from viewers like you make it all possible.
If you haven't had the chance to donate yet, now is the perfect time. Your year-end gift ensures we can continue to deliver the stories that matter most to you and to Idaho. Please consider making a donation today at idahoptv.org. Thank you.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, the this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-596-2626 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-596-2626. 1-800-596-2626.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back with Janice and the Lions Club celebrating and recuperating from a big push for Toys for Tots. We were sharing a couple of years ago, I was the president of the Rotary Club, and we've always just wanted to include people with what we did. And Janice was almost the end of the rope for delivering those American flags. It's kind of cumbersome for sure. You got to have
the labor of love.
Yeah, you got to have four routes covered. Yeah. You know, twice on those days too. Yeah. And so we had a great meeting, and that was back with Tom Dabrowski. Speaking of Tom, and the Rotary Club took it over, and we haven't missed a beat. We haven't missed a delivery day either. Heaven help us if we do.
Yeah, you'll get the phone calls.
We would hear that, and we've got again more and more people signing up, and it's been fun to watch that go. And that money goes back into our scholarship fund and stuff that we do locally too. So it's all about helping each other out. So the 4th of July is again coming up front and center. People forget really there's two different things going on there, right? You got the parade, but then you also have the fireworks part too. In the old days, you kind of used to have a big sponsor or two for the fireworks, and I don't think you have the one big check writer anymore.
We have not had a good sponsor. Lighthouse sponsored us for several years in a row, but it's been a while since we've had a decent sponsor.
And is that expensive to do that part?
Yeah. We usually spend in excess of $25,000 for the fireworks. So. Right. A good sponsor would definitely help.
Boy, I wish there was somebody out there. Maybe,
me too.
Wouldn't that be cool on the day after Christmas to have our own little Christmas miracle? And they, hey, Janice.
I want to pay for the fireworks.
And if they want to do that, how do they get a hold of you?
Easy. You could contact the Daily Bee because they are such an amazing group to sponsor or to help support us. But you could also send us a check to P.O. Box 414, Sanpoint, Idaho, or you can look on our Facebook page. And we monitor our secretaries on that Facebook page and our website both.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, very good. And are you paying for the fireworks now or are you a year ahead?
We put out half now through the pyrotechnics company and they're super excited.
Oh yeah, so I'm sure.
I'm sure they are.
Well, you're consistent. That's one thing about it here.
We are.
And is it about the same amount of pyrotechnics every year?
Every year they want to give us more.
Do they really?
Yes.
For the every year. Same price?
Yes. They add a little bit in every year.
You do have a good friend there, don't you?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you watch around the lake, that especially that night. Maybe sometimes a week before that night, but you still see around the lake. Everybody has their own shows going on, too.
They do.
Yeah. You guys go through a little bit of work, though, to make sure it's safe and sane, first of all.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us a bit about how that all goes.
Well, fortunately, the city has blocked off the jetty where they light the fireworks off. And they come in 2 days prior, cut down all the weeds, and make sure everything's safe, and make sure their trajectories are correct.
Good call.
And then it's all about watching the weather.
And they're licensed. All your folks are licensed, too, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a pyrotechnics company that is licensed and insured. So.
Yeah. Before my time... in Coeur d'Alene, the JCs used to do the fireworks show there.
Nice.
And I don't know who does it now, but it was the JCs. And they had the clever idea of putting it all on a barge. So they had the barge out in front of the main area. So people gather, you know, around the beaches and all that kind of stuff. You can kind of see where this is probably going.
Yeah.
Anyway, so about 5 o'clock, the 4th of July, they were getting things all ready. And somehow, some way, somebody started a fire on this barge. So they all jumped off. The thing caught on fire. Kaboom. Within like 3 minutes, the whole fireworks show, broad daylight, is done. Thank you, folks. Good night.
Thanks for coming.
So they don't do it anymore that way.
Smart.
Well, I think you're smart the way you do it, too. Well, that jetty is so close, too.
It is.
You're right on top of it.
Oh, and people laying on the beach, it's just such an experience. It really is.
And you pass the barrels around. You guys have barrels and stuff going on. Do you raise money that way? Is that a
good? We try mostly with selling raffle tickets. That seems to be our biggest way of fundraising for 4th of July.
And you're still looking for that one big prize, too.
We are. Yeah. We're looking for one good prize.
And I remember, I'm not that old, but I'm stroking my gray beard here. I remember when it was like a Camaro or a new car type thing. And that's pretty cumbersome that way, isn't it?
Used to build a car and donate it to the Lions Club.
Oh.
And then they would raffle it off every year. This was way back.
So it was a hot rod type
of thing. In the
60s, yeah. Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. They raised a fortune doing it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
To pay for everything.
Yeah. And now you've gone to like doing 4x4s and different packages and stuff. So you're still maybe looking for that one sizzle factor.
We really are.
Prize. Yeah.
We need some new ideas.
So could they get a hold of you on that too, Janice?
Absolutely. Reach out to us.
All ideas are good right now, right?
They are.
This is the time.
There's no bad ideas.
Well, it's so funny. And she's here just across from me and just saying, oh my God, I just got done with Toys for Tots. And now we're talking about it's a full all hands on deck type of thing with the parade and the fireworks, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But we do get to stuff the Easter eggs in between
there. Oh, there is that too. And you've had years there where it's been nice weather and other years it's been snow. I remember that. And who knows what this year will bring.
Who knows?
So tell me about that. How do you guys get that all organized?
It's another all hands on deck. Our volunteers sit, and during our meetings, we stuff eggs, and it's a blast. We sit around and laugh.
They're all plastic eggs nowadays, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And you put like chocolate in them, as I recall.
We do. Yeah. Candies. And of course, we give away bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. It's about the fastest 2 minutes there is in sports.
It really is.
We survived that with our kids, and it's just fun to watch. And you see these kids who are uber competitive, or the ones who are afraid, and it's just fun to kind of watch everybody.
We try
come
to cater out. To both.
I know you do.
We laugh at the parents. Our kids can't clean their room, but they can clean those eggs in 2 minutes.
Yeah, maybe they should start early and have some eggs tucked early in their room for practice.
Start hiding them. Yeah.
And what's the number on that? How many eggs do you guys put out and how many kids?
I think we did about 5,000 eggs last year, but
really?
it increases all the time.
Really?
Just depending on how much time we have.
Yeah. And then, again, that's in its own separate bucket too, right? So you raise money for that separately. And are people looking to support just that versus something else? I mean,
we actually are pretty fortunate. We have one annuity from, I want to say it was Timothy Kofelt.
Oh.
That money comes in every year and helps pay for our Easter egg.
Oh, forever
really
and ever.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, that's very good. And are you seeing more kids too? I mean, is this
Oh my gosh, yes. Every year.
Yeah.
The crowds get bigger and bigger.
Right.
And we're so, Kinnexu Dental just loves it because they come out and they pass out toothbrushes and build up their clientele.
Right.
You need some candy? Here's a toothbrush.
It's a good partnership for
it
sure.
Is.
For sure. So between 4th of July, Easter, let's go chronologically. Easter is next, then 4th of July, and then you'll come back around for Toys for Tots. You probably are talking about all of them at different times, but you really have to focus on one, right?
We do.
Until you get
one
through
at a time.
Yeah. And how many people would we expect to be in the parade this time? How many floats do you have? How many?
We're hoping more than 100. Usually we're right at about 100.
Yeah.
And so I think last year we did a couple extra.
Oh, okay.
We had a couple late people that joined. So
Yeah. And so you don't want people to throw candy still.
No, we ask that you pass it out.
They still
if
do
you
that.
Can. Please don't throw anything in the streets.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
And it was dangerous, right? I mean, there's people kind of laugh about it, but there was been some
trouble. We've had an accident in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to make sure
somebody
everybody
got hurt.
Is safe
so
that way.
We try to be safe.
Yeah. And we're looking for boom shaka laka laka boom people too, because it's not easy.
You
got to start training right now.
Yeah. Get the dance moves down.
Steve Irby is the master of all that, and it's just fun to watch. And it's just a great thing. And I remember just people having fun at the parade too. It's sometimes 6 and 7 people deep, along like church for sure.
Yeah.
And then First Avenue too, it seems like. And I've been lucky enough to be in it a bunch of times now, and it's a good workout for one thing. I run the whistle, so I help decide how many times we do it. But every time we see somebody we know, well, guess what? We know everybody.
You gotta stop and do it. Every corner.
Yeah, we really do. And then, the Cal gals do fun things too, and
they do. And the Shingle Mill Blueberry Farm—they always do the craziest dances too. And I'm always excited to see who the winners are every year.
Yeah, no kidding. You never know, do you?
You never know.
But you have the old standards, and
that's
then
right.
You keep adding those.
Our judges get to choose, so
that's right. And the MC over here helps to keep people moving along too.
He does. So he does a great job at that.
That's really good. Well, Janice, thanks again for all you do. And I'm sure glad that you stopped by today, too. And I was just thinking of you as I was watching the Toys for Tots thing. And it just seems people don't understand how it works. people don't understand the work behind it too, but it's people like you who lead the way to make sure you have all these volunteers doing their thing, or they wouldn't do it.
Anybody interested in sharing the joy, feel free to come to one of our meetings.
And maybe do the spa day, decompress tight day, who knows?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure glad to get you stopped by. I'm sure glad to have you as my friend too. It's just fun
too.
To compare stories. It's
mutual really admiration fun. Society.
Kind of is, and throw Pat in there, and we're like
that's
this,
right.
We're like one big hot tub of friends for sure. So, well, thanks again,
online,
and we will see you next week on the air, perhaps. And again, keep up the great work, Janice.
Thanks, David.
You bet. Take care.